Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Breath Play in the Bath, The Water is Rising, written and read by Girl on the Net. It takes me 6.5 minutes to fill the bath, and less than 5 minutes to come. This should be easy, right? The following story contains references to drowning, breath play, and extreme domination, so please be aware before you listen. His hand is clamped securely around my neck as I wriggle against the slippery sides of the bath. Covered in, I don't know, oil? Lube? Sun cream? I'm blindfolded, so I couldn't see when he rubbed it into me, but it smells like coconut and summer holidays. It smells like this one time in a Spanish apartment when he fucked me in the shower with a shampoo bottle, and I cried as I thanked him afterwards. I'm squirming, but only in that bratty way that means I don't really want to escape. I'm squirming because my skin feels good against the cold enamel of the bathtub, and because the heel of his hand is pressed up hard against my clit, and it throbs deliciously when I grind. The water is running over my feet at the perfect temperature. Not hot, just slightly warmer than my body. It washes away the traces of oil until I can get purchase with the soles of my feet. "Are you ready?" he asks, and I giggle. He smacks me on the stomach, his flat palm stinging hard to let me know that playtime is over. Now I have to concentrate. "I'm ready," I tell him, and he puts in the plug. Immediately, water starts to pool around my feet, then flow across the bottom of the bath, lapping first at my bum and the backs of my thighs, and then gradually up to my shoulders. His left hand is still clamped around my neck, his right hand working my clit. "You've got about 5 minutes before the water reaches your mouth," he explains, before issuing the order. And if you've read this far without guessing what the order is, I've not done my job right. "Come," he says, "before the water rises." "What happens if the water rises?" I ask him. "You hold your fucking breath." Each movement as I grind my clit into his fist splashes a little more water around me, warming and wetting my skin. The water rises, and it feels good, like slowly being woken up from sleep. I am confident I'll come in time. I'm quick. I'm horny. I have no fear of drowning. He moves faster, rubbing the way I would if I were alone, and if he weren't holding my neck so tightly with his other hand, I would sigh with pleasure. And the water rises, and I arch my back as best I can. Though I'm still slippery from the oil and blind from the mask, I manoeuvre clumsily to press my clit right into him, as if it's pressure alone that will get me off. The water rises further, and he takes his hand away. It's just for a second, but I bite my lip and wriggle again, wishing he'd put it back, knowing that if I request it, he'll only deny me for fun. With his now free hand, he turns the tap up, in temperature and volume. The trickle of water is now a roar, and it pools higher up my body. It's hot between my thighs, but frankly scalding at my feet. I can feel the involuntary tightness in my jaw as I grit my teeth, determined to come before the water rises too far. He puts his hand back between my legs, more precisely this time, two fingers pressing down against my clit, rubbing harsh circles in the trailing wetness, just on the line between pleasure and pain, and I could weep with the frustration of it. The water is hot like a real bath now, one you take to burn the ache out of tired muscles. But my muscles aren't tired. They're hyped up and eager and squirming, and I really have to come. I must. I can feel the water rise up beyond my shoulders and tickle the back of my neck. I shove myself against his fingers more firmly, twitching into position to show him what he needs to do. Determined now to come, just before the pleasure of bath warmth and clit pressure gives way to a rising, choking panic. The water flows, scalding hot now from my feet to my neck, and I try to picture it like the oncoming waves of a climax, and I am almost there. Almost. Almost. But he's not finished with me yet, because it's too fun to watch me work for what I want. Holy fuck, am I working for it. Grinding, splashing, panting, moaning, wriggling, fucking concentrating. The water is rising, and soon it will cover my mouth. With his left hand around my throat, he pushes me down. My back slips. I brace my feet, but it's hard to get purchase, and I don't really want to resist. Resistance isn't futile exactly, but it doesn't half spoil the fun. The water is rising, and I want it to get me, to pour into my ears and mouth and force me to close my eyes, to numb all my senses except the one that matters, the sensation of his rough fingers on my clit and his hand squeezing tight around my neck. I'm nearly fully underwater now, and I cannot wait for the next wave to crash over my mouth. I sip the last breath of air that I'll see this side of orgasm, and I take it deep into my chest so it can sit there like a rock. His hand closes tighter around my neck. The warmth seeps through my skin and into my core, and I wriggle. And still the water rises. I reach for his wrist with my hand and jam it tighter into the slit of my cunt. To help things along, I picture his face behind the darkness of my blindfold. I see him frowning as he watches me squirm, and counting off seconds in his head. I try to see what he'll look like after this, when I'm wet and sobbing on the cold tiled floor and he looms over me with his thick cock in his hand. I wriggle. I open my mouth to gasp, but I can't. I picture him coming on my face, slapping my hands away so I can't resist, and ordering me to look at him. Blindfold off, eyes open, tears pouring down my cheeks and into my dripping wet hair. It's hard to dwell on nice things when the panic is rising as quickly as the water and it seems like there's no way out. When you're holding your breath and grinding against rough fingers, wordlessly pleading with him to do more and quicker to help me do this. Oh God, I'm drowning. Put the ends of my feet against the bath and try to push against it, getting purchase to shove my head above water and get me to the sweet, cold air. Air that can't be more than a couple of inches away. I writhe and struggle and wriggle and do everything in my power besides come. I just can't. The water is rising, and so is my panic. My lungs are bursting and I have no strength, and his hand is tight around my neck, and everything about this screams danger. Except the person who's in control. The water is rising, but it doesn't matter now, because I remember what this is and how it ends. He relaxes his hand about my throat and pulls the plug just as I'm starting to come. That was a blog post from Girl on the Net, the audio porn hub, which is a project where I basically provide lots of old filthy blog posts as new audio porn for anybody to listen to. It's totally free to access. If you go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn, you can see all of the other filthy blog posts that have been turned into audio. And you can also support me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet if you want to help me make more fantastic smut. Because this blog post is about breath play, I should mention that this is a fictional story. If you are doing things that involve breath play, you need to be extra serious about safety. Make sure you have rock solid ways to withdraw consent if it all gets too much for either of you, and discuss this in a lot of detail with your partner. Read up on the subject and the risks and the ways you can minimize the risks, because I don't ever want anybody to start off something sexy and end up getting hurt. So please be super careful if you are indulging in breath play. And this was a story inspired by someone on Twitter who gave me an idea for a particular kind of story. So you can follow me on Twitter at girlonthenet if you would like to suggest things, or support me on Patreon if you would like to guarantee that I write up whatever your amazing filthy idea is. Thanks very much for listening.